Good morning, it's 619. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. A person familiar with the decision says the NFL Players Association has agreed to the league's plan to drop all preseason games for the 2020 season in light of the coronavirus pandemic. During a conference call yesterday, the union also agreed to an 80-player roster limit for training camp instead of the usual 90. In other virus-related sports news, the City Open in Washington has been scrapped altogether. The hardcourt tennis tournament was expected to start with qualifying on August 13th. Organizers have been quick to note that the cancellation, quote, in no way impacts, end quote, the status of the U.S. Open in New York, scheduled for the end of August. And of course, the NBA comes back today with a very different look due to COVID-19. There's no bench, the courtside broadcasters will not be courtside, and the stat crew will be working from what can be loosely described as an oversized hockey penalty box. The exhibition games that start today, three for each team through July 28th, are more or less glorified scrimmages with shortened quarters to help players, referees, and workers figure out how everything works. The league says the matches will be aired on NBA TV. The Nets face the Pelicans at 7 p.m. The season officially restarts July 30th in Orlando, Florida. In soccer yesterday, the New England Revolution and Toronto FC came to a 0-0 draw after 90 minutes of play, with both teams advancing to the round of 16 in the MLS's back tournament. And in MLB news, Cleveland's players met with owner Paul Dolan to discuss a potential name change for the team, which has been called the Indians for the past 105 years. Manager Terry Francona said the group had a, quote, honest conversation on the subject, although nothing has been decided. The meeting comes after Washington's NFL team announced it was dropping the name Redskins, which has been decried as racist for decades. I'm Jesse King.